90.3 KMBA, Desmond Dekker and the Aces with the Israelites. It was Jocelyn and Chris Arndt with Footprints on the Moon from their brand new album Go. Paper Bird in there. Classic Steve Earle with Copperhead Road and brand new music from A.C. Newman, Nicole Case, and the New Pornographers, High Ticket Attraction. From their new release, Whiteout Conditions. 8:27 coming up on 8:28. It is the Morning Line program for Thursday, April the 20th, 4:20. Remember, you can discover current indigenous music when you tune in for Earth Songs this week. Visit with the Nunavut Band and Alaskan favorites, the Jerry Cans. Earth Songs coming up this morning at 11 right here on 90.3 KNBA, where indigenous music matters. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick. I've got a guest in the studio that's from the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative by South Central Foundation. It's a program that's kind of gaining some international recognition, and it's got this philosophy and kind of an asset model. Polly Andrews is here to help us kind of figure out what makes this program so special.
Hi, my name is Polly, and I'm sharing a little bit about Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, one of our programs, Native-led programs at South Central Foundation. And mainly what it is, it's an education and training program that deals with the root cause of domestic violence, child abuse, child neglect, harming behaviors and patterns, and we get to the root cause of those things. We share our stories. We understand the impact of what happened in our childhood, and we also develop and strengthen the tools for what healthy relationships look like and how do we respond and come around people who've been impacted by abuse. But one of the things that we've had high success and statistical change among the participants that go through and experience the training. And one of the reasons why this training works is because in the very beginning, you know, we needed our elders to lead the way in sharing their own stories of harm, their own childhood stories. And if you think about it, the rest of us, it's going to be hard to have that courage to go to that place, to go to that difficult place, unless our elders stand up and share and break that silence and talk about those things. And that's really one of the things that gave me courage to go into my own story. So our elders are leading the way. They're sharing their stories. They're breaking the silence of abuse. Another thing that sets our program apart is our men use their traditional strength to stand up for our families and protect them. And what we don't want to do is point fingers at the men and say, you know, you've caused abuse harm in our families. But what we want to do is say, we need you. We need your strength to come alongside, to stand up for our families. This isn't going to work without you. So we want our men to be a huge part of this. And another is that this program deals with the root issues. You know, we're talking about the things that happened in our childhood. You know, we're not only addressing painful things like alcoholism, domestic violence. We believe that those are symptoms of the real cause of what's happening. So we're going to the root issues, talking about our childhood stories. What are those things that really, really impacted us? And lastly, you know, our program, we're working with both sides of people, those who've been harmed and those who've caused harm. Because, you know, we have to recognize that these things are generational. These wounds are generational, you know, the harm. And the question is, where in the cycle are we going to interrupt it? So we're working with not only those who have caused harm, but those people who have been harmed. We're working with both sides. And, you know, I know for myself, I experienced some of those wounds in my own childhood. You know, I experienced alcoholism in my family. You know, there was domestic violence early in my childhood. And I wasn't aware of the impact of those things when I grew into adulthood, until I had the opportunity to share my story at Beauty for Ashes in a very safe environment. I had people there who who genuinely listened to what I had to say, who valued my story, valued my words. And it was only then that I was able to really understand the impact of the things that had happened in my childhood. And that was the beginning of what the process of change and hope could look like in my life, only when I understood the impact after sharing my story.
So, you know, since I haven't met you until fairly recently, and I've just always known you as this very positive person, have you always been so positive, or has there been some impact from going to these different trainings that really helps you become that?
There's definitely been a huge impact in my life. I think, you know, growing into my adulthood, before I had the opportunity to go through this process and really look at my story, I was carrying things into my adulthood, some of the same harming patterns that I had experienced in my childhood. The anger, I wasn't expressing anger in a healthy way. I didn't know how to enter conflict in a healthy way. I didn't know about healthy boundaries, because those were things that were not present in my early childhood as my life was being shaped in those early years. But I went through these trainings, and piece by piece, I got to look at and understand the impact of my story, the impact of my childhood experiences. And not only that, you know, but to talk about what hope and change looked like in my life. I got to, through this training, say, when I go home to my family on Friday, when I recognize this trigger or this feeling rising up in me, this old familiar feeling, this is what I'm going to do differently with my family. This is what I'm going to do differently within my relationships. And so it really was a profound sense of hope that that began at that point in time. It was, for me, breaking that cycle of abuse in my own family and saying, this is going to stop in my generation. And that's what Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is all about, is having that voice and being empowered to break that cycle of abuse in our own families.
So, Warriors of Safety and Protectors of Family Values, there's an event happening tomorrow on the 21st. If you're just joining us, it's at the Alaska Native Primary Care Center, starting at 10 to noon. There's this fair. We've heard that some of our listeners who have mentioned, we'd talked about this in the past, and we've heard that some of our listeners have gone there and really had been moved to go and participate. Tomorrow, the group that is being represented at the Sophia Chase Boardroom is STAR, or Standing Together Against Rape Alaska. It's an organization that's based here in Anchorage, I believe. And so what's happening? I understand that there's these talks that happen after the fair.
Yes. First, I want to highlight the awareness fair. It'll be from 10 a.m. to noon, and we're going to see various organizations around the community holding booths and sharing their resources there. We're going to have everyone from SCF, South Central Foundation, Health Education, Beacon Hill, Alaska Native Justice Center, Learning Circles. Come learn about our Learning Circles. So they're going to be sharing booths tomorrow, but beginning at noon, upstairs in the Sophia Chase Boardroom on the third floor of the Primary Care Center, we're going to be featuring two guest organizations to share and present. The first one is Standing Together Against Rape, and they'll be highlighted from 12 o'clock to 12:30. And right after that is one of the partner organizations called Alaska Cares. And they're one of our child advocacy centers in the state. And basically what they provide is forensic interviewing, advocacy for all forms of abuse and children, exposure to violence, things like that. So if you want to learn more about STAR and more about Alaska Cares and the resources that they're providing, please, we want to invite you to come and hear them as they speak at 12 o'clock tomorrow in the Sophia Chase Boardroom at the Primary Care Center, third floor. And we'll provide coffee and refreshments.
Always good to talk to you, Paulie Andrews. Danny?
Okay, thanks very much, Frank. And Paulie, thanks very much. Thanks for sharing. It's very powerful. And you have ways to go chronologically, but you're on your way to becoming a very fine elder. Thanks for joining
Thank you.
Us. It's 8:37, still to come, music from Sting and new stuff from the Waves, too.
Commercial fishermen know what's happening in our waters.
This is the last place in the world that has an absolute sustainable fishery that the world could depend on for a food source.
And things are changing.
The salmon are confused. They don't seem to know which way to go now, or where to go, or when to go.
I've never been a climate change denier, but it's daunting.
To hear stories from commercial fishermen about our changing oceans, visit tidalchange.org, a project of the Nature Conservancy in Alaska.
As we continue our Earth Week, we explore just how poetic our planet can get. On the next Native America Calling, we turn to Native poets to give us their celebration of words that will help us get closer to the beauty of our Mother Earth. From the rivers to the stars, there's plenty to celebrate with words and poetry. We hope you'll make plans to join us.